That was good.
Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Was there something you forgot to add?
No, I think I got it all.
Okay, good. Very good. That's Jeff, our bass player. He was saying a few things there, or trying to get to a few things. As the case would be, how's everyone? Pretty good, Dan? Okay. All right, good. Yeah, good. Okay. Helen is here. She's my neighbor. She lives near me there. And Violet says, oh, hi there. It says that you're a student who collects rubber ducks. Isn't that interesting? When did you start collecting rubber ducks? What was your first rubber duck?
I'm not sure.
How many do you have in your collection?
I lost a few, and now I got some, and so I don't know.
Aren't they all pretty much the same rubber ducks? They look pretty much the same, aren't they? There's some variety among rubber ducks? Did you have, like, a really outstanding, unusual-looking rubber duck?
A unicorn rubber duck.
You have a unicorn rubber duck. Well, why didn't you start with that? That's a beautiful thing. Where does one find a unicorn rubber duck?
Soap opera.
Soap opera, of course. So there's a little plug for the soap opera right on State Street. No, it's on, is it on State Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on State Street, okay. Get any soaps while you're there to go with the duck? Okay. Thank you very much, Helen. Nice meeting you. See you around the neighborhood. Okay. That's rubber duck. Oh, and look, Sophie is here, too. Where's Sophie? Sophie's comment here, how long is this show going to be? Pretty long so far, isn't it?
It's a fun show, so that's good, yeah.
Keep telling yourself that. Thanks, so nice to have you here. We'll try to get you out of here quick. We've been sequestered, so we got to cut it short. And Emma Schmid is here too, right? In this group? Yes. Hi. Oh, that's you there. You were the one in the fetal position earlier. How you doing? Are you enjoying this? Yeah. Did you write this? Do you want career advice?
Yeah, I do.
A career advice for middle school?
Yeah.
I would say get into high school as quickly as possible. Middle school is like no man's land, no woman's land, and, you know, it's like, you know, it's not grade school where things make sense still. In high school, where at least there's things happening, you know, and it's middle school, it's in, you know.
Yeah, kind of stuck in the middle.
Stuck in the middle, exactly. Very good. But you like, I mean, you're doing a lot of stuff, and are you active in sports as well?
No.
That's good. We don't need that. Enough people doing that, so. Do you play an instrument, or you have activities that you really?
I play French horn.
French horn is excellent. There's your ticket, the French horn. You're going to do great. You're going to do great. Just, you know, move on from middle school. That's all I say. At some point. Rose Carlson, also a student. Hey, Rose Carlson. How are you? Would you rather be totally hairy or bald? Completely. Or completely bald? Is there the middle ground there somewhere? Nope. One or the other? I got to be either totally hairy, like a hair suit, or completely bald. I don't know. I got to think. Can I come back? Because you could shave some of the hair off. You can't shave the hair off. Boy, this is a tough one. Let me think about it, okay? With my therapist. Because the appeal of hair is always appealing, you know, but not to that extent necessarily. Okay. Do you ask this question a lot of people or just me? Yeah, and what do they usually say?
People usually say bald.
Bald, okay. I'd say hairy. Yeah, I would say hairy because it would be nice just to know you had it. If you ever needed it, you know, just to, because in the right light, you'd look like you weren't totally covered. In it, if you wore turtlenecks and stuff. Thank you for asking, though. It was a very thoughtful question. How did my brother Bruce get so old? Turned 60 on Wednesday. I mention this because there are a lot of Bruce Belmont's cards here. Wait a minute. Is Bruce from Belmont or is Bruce Belmont? Are you Bruce? You're not Bruce Belmont.
No, I'm from Belmont.
Oh, you're Bruce from Belmont. Are you the salesman?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I probably should go there. talk with Bruce because he got the most cards of anyone. He wrote a couple himself, and other people wrote about him. So he is obviously, excuse me, I'm just going to say, what are you making there?
Socks.
Socks. Only one, though.
Well, there's another one in the bag.
Oh, another one in the bag. Okay, that's the second sock she's on.
Hat.
This is the knitter's row here. Are you making something?
No, I'm
You're
not.
In the wrong row, then. You got to move back there. They just. Are you knitting something? Anything at all?
Planning on it.
Right. Do you know how to knit?
No.
Okay. Well, she could show you if she ever stops that. You know, they never finish what they're making. You know, people who knit, I'm sure maybe it's a different object by the time you see them, you know, a couple weeks later. But it seems to be that they, here's the girl asked me, Harry or Bald, and you are, what's your name again?
Rose Carlson.
Thanks for having that question.
Yeah.
It's a real conversation stopper, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you, dear. Okay, Bruce. No, Bruce. Bruce, get you to stand up. Bruce, go stand up. Put your coat down, and no one will steal it. You're clutching it like it's very valuable.
But... protecting me. It's protecting me, yeah.
Yeah. So you're, what do you sell?
Candy bars.
Do you really?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Is that a tough sell?
No, no. People love candy bars.
Aren't people predisposed towards a certain candy bar?
Perhaps.
Did you ever talk anyone out of a Hershey's into a Almond Joy?
I try to get them to buy healthy stuff. Not really.
Healthy candy bars?
Not really, no. Okay, right. No.
Well, which candy bar are you pushing?
Whatever they want to buy. I tell them if you want to buy healthy stuff, you're talking to the wrong man.
Yeah. You tell them that? Okay, that's a good approach. Do you lead with that?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, do you sell off the back of a truck? Or, I mean, what do you walk up to people on the street and say you want to buy a candy bar?
I have a trunk full of candy bars, and I just wander around the streets. And...
No, you don't. Well, how do you do this? You work... who are you trying to sell these to?
I'm a sales rep for a wholesale company. I sell to C-stores, convenience stores.
Convenience stores. Okay. I thought you said seed stores. I thought, well, they put them there in a seed store. They probably have the, you know, like in hardware stores, they always have candy bars because the carpenters and guys, plumbers, they don't get that crack from nowhere. That's got to, you need a lot of candy bars to do that, develop something like that.
Yep, that's true.
Professional integrity is involved.
Yes.
Well, excellent.
I don't know what you said, but I agree.
Yes, totally. And so you must be good at it.
You have to ask my boss.
Yeah. So, and then you go to a guy and say, have I got a candy bar for you? I mean, do you introduce new candy bars sometimes?
Actually, yes, occasionally. Yeah.
What's a big new candy bar that?
Hershey Simply Caramel.
Simply Caramel?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what's your pitch for that?
It tastes good. I ate it once and it tastes good.
You're a natural, you know? You are such a natural. And then do you use these jokes, too, when you're talking to the guy?
Depends on the customer. I try to tailor them for the customer.
Yeah. So what if the hokey pokey is what it's all about? And what else? You got another one here, too. Will algebra ever find his ex and stop asking why?
I stole that off the internet this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
But conceivably, you would do that during a candy bar sale.
No, I don't know. I
tried to... And you're 60 today?
60, I don't know, a couple days ago. Yeah.
Who's counting, right?
Yeah, no, younger sister. He turned 60 on Wednesday.
He did,
yeah.
Does that seem wrong to you?
Yeah, because how did he get to be so old? Because that means I'm going to get old.
No, not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
Well, you got closely related. It could happen, I guess. And so this is your whole birthday celebration, is this?
Apparently so, yeah.
Well, can we sweeten the pot here a little bit, sir? What do we got for a man?
We can. We can send him home with two things. Yeah. Two wines from Wollersheim Winery, Domaine de Sac and Prairie Fumée. And because you brought it up, it seems like we should also send him home with a T-shirt with which he can fight plumber's butt with aplomb, displaying the popular What Do You Know logo on the front.
Yes, plumber's butt. Thank you very much. You're a good man. Nice. Happy birthday. We're going to play the What Do You Know quiz, if I could just walk sideways out of here now. And look, I know it looks like I'm going for the bald answer, but I'm still thinking about it. Chance to win fabulous prizes simply for being fabulous. Don't ever do this for a living. I have to walk sideways. A crab would be good for this job, actually, because they actually do this normally. And what is that supposed to be?
A hat.
Hat, of course. What am I saying? It looks like a hat. It's almost done, really. You've been working on that for several years now. How long does it take you to make a hat?
Since yesterday I started.
Wow, you're fast.
Much faster than knitting.
Oh, she's crocheting.
This is knitting.
Very nice. Look at that sock, ladies and gentlemen. That's a beauty. Who gets that? Who gets it?
My friend Amy gets it.
I want to be your friend because I want those socks or something similar. They look very cozy. And we're going to play the What Do You Know quiz, a chance to win fabulous prizes. But first, we have to know who can and cannot participate in that quiz. Get those reading glasses on. And your name is?
Aaron.
Aaron, you want to face the audience? Because that's where they are.
I can't
see
them.
Hold that if you want. There,
all right. So I just read it?
Just read it. Yeah.
Okay. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course, so don't complain. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, think I'll wait for Titanic 3.
I didn't quite get that.
No, me neither.
Okay.
Typo or something.
Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. So listen up. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Hold on. Sorry about that. No, you can have that. I don't need it anymore. We're done with that one. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try... No, not applauding. Who want to try them at the quiz. If you want to put your hand up, put your hand up if you want to play the quiz... Down, right down there on the edge, the periphery of the crowd. Yes. He has that sort of magnetism you're drawn to, don't you think? You're drawn to it?
Yes.
Me too. I've never felt this way before about a guy. How about that? And you are?
Greg Taylor.
Greg Taylor. Are you from around here, Greg?
Yeah, DeKalb, Illinois.
That's not around here. What are you talking about? Nowhere near here.
Just down the road.
Oh, it's not even connected to our roads. Our roads are free. It's not even connected to those roads. Greg, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Because I'm connected to Scott Adams.
Okay, come on. That's a good one.
You want,
yeah. Come on down here. Huh?
Dilbert.
Dilbert, yes. Dilbert, that's Scott Adams. Okay. That's one of the strangest reasons I've ever heard. Have a seat there. How are you? Pretty good? Is that family there? All family?
Yeah, all family.
They're very excited about you getting this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. We thought about it a few times, and this is the first time we tried.
First time you tried to come to the show?
Try to get on.
Oh, try to get on. But you've been to the show many times.
Yeah, several.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? I thought I was kidding. And your connection to Scott Adams of Dilbert is?
Yeah, it's LinkedIn, you know, that professional network. So... Oh. I'm linked to Scott Adams.
Yeah, but everybody's on.
No, he only has 400 connections, and I'm one.
That's surprising. He has so few.
I know. I sent him a note, and I told him I consider it like a career achievement to be linked to him. And so I sent him a really nice, long note. I was exchanging emails with him like 4 or 5 years ago, and... So I try to refresh his recollection, and he accepted it.
He did?
Yeah, and so that was great.
Are you a cartoonist as well? Are you in?
No, I'm a business person.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
What business are you in?
We make x-ray tubes for
CAT scan. Well, I can see the connection
equipment.
There. CAT scan and Scott Adams and Dilbert and all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Insightful. But you're just a big fan of Scott Adams.
Yeah, and Dilbert. He's spot on. Yeah.
Is he still doing Dilbert?
I think so. His profile says cartoonist. It didn't say retired.
So are you linked in any other
famous people?
Famous people, celebrities? Or?
I am not.
I am on LinkedIn, but I've never actually gotten any followers or connections. So.
I would accept your invitation.
Thanks, man. Send me one. Thanks, Greg.
I'll send you a note.
Okay, cool.
That'd be great.
I got to put my resume on there, and it's very thin.
Yeah.
It's long, but it's thin.
Mm-hmm.
What am I saying?
A lot of words.
No,
not
I
much
mean,
substance.
It's light. It's light, but it's Okay. Oh, never mind. Let's play the quiz. And... Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Why don't you take over at this point? I'll just sit there. And...
Oh, so we're going to play the quiz, and if people want to play the quiz, yeah, somebody's going to call in.
Okay. Uh-huh.
They're going to pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you're going to ask them this qualifying question.
Okay, it's the first successful human part from a 3D printer. They've printed the first human something or other on a 3D printer. They did it at Cornell, I'll tell you that. And we want to know what that something is, the thing that they printed. You know, on these 3D printers, they can print in anything. Now, and they actually print organs and stuff like that, apparently. But this is the first one that from a human, or could be used on a human. Am I making any sense whatsoever?
I don't know.
Would
I
you stop me if I'm just mumbling?
I probably wouldn't stop
unintelligible
you.
No, I probably words. Wouldn't. Okay, that's the question. Let's go to the phones right now, shall we? We got a new monitor here, but it's not. I thought it was a touch screen, and it doesn't. It just gets smudged if you do that to it. Okay, Tom's on the line there. I can get that, I think. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how are you, Michael?
Pretty good. Where are you, underwater?
I'm on my speakerphone, actually. I'm on my way to Kansas City to a granddaughter's birthday party.
To your granddaughter's birthday party?
Yes.
Did you get her something? What'd you get her?
I don't know what Grandma get her.
Oh, you didn't even look in the box there, huh?
I searched long and hard for whatever it is Grandma got her.
So. Oh, okay. Well, that's a good thing then. Tom, the first successful human part from a 3D printer. What is it?
Oh, I saw this online the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did, and I'm trying to remember what it was.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to say a liver.
Okay, you said a liver, but I'm afraid it's wrong. It's not a liver.
Yeah, I'm afraid it is. How come you only ask questions I don't know when I do get through? Is what I'm
I don't know, Tom. We need counseling or something. We have to go to a therapist. Figure that one out. All right, thanks, Tom. Bye.
All right.
Bye. Steve's in Carbondale, Illinois. Hey, Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hello.
Hi.
Actually, this is Steve in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you're in Erie. Okay.
I am.
I was confusing you with the Steve who's in Carbondale. But that's cleared up.
It's good to hear you again, Michael. I came close to getting on the quiz when I was in Erie. You looked at me, and then you glanced away.
Then I looked away. Maybe it was something you were doing.
It was my T-shirt. I think my T-shirt scared you off.
What was the T-shirt?
It was one of yours.
Oh, yeah, that puts me off if someone would actually wear one of those. Steve, the first successful human part from a 3D printer.
Now, is this something dirty or is it not dirty?
No. I'll tell you, it's a human part found somewhere on the head.
A human part somewhere on the head.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with an ear.
An ear is right, Steve. Oh, very sharp. Steve, are you in a vehicle too, or where are you?
No, I'm sitting here having a wonderful time grading exams.
Oh, you're grading exams. Okay, well, don't let us stop you. Just keep doing that. What's the exam in, Steve?
Well, I teach biology.
Okay, so nothing important?
Well, I guess it depends.
Yeah, that's why you knew it was an ear, apparently, because that's biology. Okay, Steve, Greg?
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Greg.
Greg's he's on LinkedIn. So you might have run into him there.
You know, I'm on LinkedIn too, but I'm not with the Dilbert guy.
Okay, well, try it. I think you'll like it. The two of you work as a team now, Steve and Greg. Okay, you feel bonded enough to do that?
You bet.
Okay, and we have various categories, don't we, Sarah?
We do, yeah. And the categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Any that you recommend?
I think odds and ends is always fun.
Okay, Steve, what would you like?
I like the odds and ends. Let's do it.
Oh, that was power of suggestion.
It was.
All right, the penny doesn't even come close to the most worthless coin in the world. Most worthless coin in the world. Is it the Bangladesh paisa, the Uzbeki tayin, or the North Korean chon? The most worthless coin in the world.
You know, Greg, I gotta tell you, Uzbeki jumps out to me.
Uzbeki jumps out to him.
Okay, I can go
yes,
with that.
Yes, it is the Uzbeki tayin. Oh. Or tie-in, which is worth 1,999 U.S. cents.
Wow.
That's worthless.
How much is that in sequestration money?
About the same, I would guess. And what?
That is one right and zero wrong.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
And the categories remaining are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or science.
Greg?
We'll go current events.
Current events, okay. All right, current events. Who has a friend for life? Who has a friend for life in the news?
Yeah, you know, it's the dictator, the kid. What's
his
name?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Rodman and the guy from Korea.
Yeah, that's yeah, he has a friend for life.
Kim Jong-un?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
you're saying
it,
him and Dennis Rodman?
Yeah, they're buddies. They're linked.
That's it. Friend for life. BFFs. They're BFFs now.
That's two right and zero wrong.
Okay, cool. What's left?
People, places, things you should have learned in school or science.
Steve, what do you have?
Oh, I think I better go with science and the pressure's on.
Science, okay. The downside of the God particle, the Higgs boson that they found, there's a downside to it. They found, they're looking for it all these years, found it. Does it, A, imply the end of the universe? B, there's probably not another one? Or C, it keeps getting bigger, like the blob? The downside of the Higgs boson, the God particle, so-called.
Oh, my gosh. What jumps out to you, my partner?
Yeah, I'm thinking end of the universe.
He's thinking end
of
the universe.
Go with it.
End of the universe.
Yeah.
That's right. These guys are good. They're instinctive. Instinctual.
That would be three right and zero wrong.
Oh, they won. Okay. They could quit then, couldn't they, or what?
They could, or they could go for the mother lode.
Explain.
Well, you know, the rules seem to change every week, but they could answer one more question right, or depending on your mood, they could answer two more questions right, and then they get more prizes.
I'm in a good mood, so I think one. If you get one more right, then we give you the whole shebang if you want to go for it. Otherwise, you can quit here and have some.
Now, how often do you get to go for the mother lode?
Totally agree. Let's go, Steve.
Okay, right. They're going for it.
So the remaining categories are people, places, or things you should have learned in school.
What?
People or places or things you should have learned in school.
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought you were talking to me.
Well,
what do you think?
I'm going to play to my partner's strong point. We're going to go school. Things
school?
You should have learned in school. Yeah.
All right, here we go. A cricket's ears are on its what? Z.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's its hind leg.
We get choices here, I'm sure, Steve.
Oh, good.
On its hind legs?
Your confidence is wonderful in me.
All right, I guess we have to be more specific on that. They are on the legs of the cricket, but where about on the legs? Ankle, knee, thigh. If crickets have thighs, I have no idea.
Could you say those answers again with a little more force, Michael?
No, I could not. We're talking about cricket things here. You know, how forceful can you be?
I'm thinking ankles, Steve.
Let's go ankles.
Well, does a cricket even have ankles, really? I sort of made that up at last minute because I had to.
Oh.
And probably not thighs either.
Probably not thighs either. That would leave.
Maybe a knee,
Cricket's knees? Ears are on his knees?
I'm thinking, Michael.
Yes, the cricket's ears are on its knees. Brilliant. Deduction.
Greg, step out of bed on a chilly, uncertain morning and into a comfy pair of Freudian slippers made of dreamy cotton and foam with Viennese non-skid soles from the Unemployed Philosophers Guild. And then, if you've ever regretted not taking physics in college, read The Theoretical Minimum, What You Need to Know to Start Doing Physics by Leonard Susskind and George Hrabowski. Turn inward with Werner Lowenstein's Physics in the Mind, A Quantum View of the Brain. And for some lighter reading, there's Robert Vimosi's When Gadgets Betray Us, The Dark Side of Our Infatuation with New Technologies, all publications from Basic Books. Steve, start every day on the right foot with Stephen Brew's Breakfast Blend and savor the moment with flavorful Costa Rican Terrazzo, precision roasted in Madison by Stephen Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. Then look cool and sophisticated wearing a t-shirt from the Blue Note Jazz Festival in New York City. Have fun playing The Big Idea, the game in which you make up new products like disposable cats and perforated plants from Cheap Ass Games. And find out which state has the best dressed state troopers along with other useful facts in What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of the amazing, of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
Greg, you did it. We're going to link in, man.
looking to keep the laughs going, click over to notmuch.com. You can join our Facebook family, keep up with Michael's tweets, and play our online quiz. It's all available all the time at notmuch.com. This is PRI, Public Radio International.
Come on, sitting ovation. I just want a sitting ovation.